We are continuing on the Sefer with our Sefer readings from Sefer Kitvuni Lidorot. We're Baruch Hashem on page Samech now. Right? We're discussing over here this in and out of the Svarim that came out from the great Mekubal called of Meir Papirish, which again was Talmid of Rav Yaakov Papirish, which was Talmid of Shmuel Vital and Chaim Vital. And let's continue over here on page Samech over here. So he says over here, Bekush Tanita, Ha'ir Abati, right? This city called Kush Nina, Ha'ir Abati im Shemash Yeshavti, and this is Rav Meir Papirish speaking. I sat in this city, in this great city over here, and I sat there for 3 months. Mipurim al atzeret. Vasidati seder sifri beseder anoot kasher ineichem terizena yesharim misharim. As you'll see from what I've written over here, this I was sitting in this particular city, and it took me 3 months to put it all together. Well, I sat in the city for 3 months, and that's where the tzotzor came out from the sefer. Velakachti az keshet ha-sofer b'matne la'tziv li l'matara v'ketavti al ha-seva ha-yashar et kol divrei ha-rav ha-kodesh, and I wrote everything out which I could see, which was applicable. Da'ainu kol ma shematzati kaful b'sefer dushim, everything which I found which was doubled in the Sefer Drushim, Shaya Gam Ken Katu B'Sefer Edu B'Yakov, Hishmati. Because I know that my Rebbe, which is Rav Yaakov Tzemach, he repeated over and over many times the same thing. So, and that was basically because he didn't want to miss anything of Rav Chaim Vital through the Rov Pachad of that he had in these Inyanim. Therefore, he didn't want to miss anything. That's what he repeated. But Rav Meir Papirish felt he was confident enough to miss out the bits and pieces which were repeated over and over again. So, for example, in Sefer Drushim would be very, very common to find things which were in the Eidud Yaakov. Eidud Yaakov, as we know, Eidud Yaakov was a compilation of all the Sfarim together to make it understandable. The Koma She'ashach LeDrushim V'ayah Chidush Hichnastim B'Seder Eidud Yaakov, and whatever was a Chidushim, I put it into the Sefer Eidud B'Yaakov. V'kirati zeh medua kama, and I called it medua kama. And again, to this day, you can look open up at Etz Chaim, and you'll find these two letters, mem kuf, all over the place in Etz Chaim. And now we'll know what it means. It means medua kama, which again stems originally from the edut b'Yaakov. Edut b'Yaakov. One second. Edu b'Yakov. Okay. V'kol mo she'ay shach l'dush v'ay chidush nechnasi b'sefer edu b'Yakov v'gerati zeh medua kama. V'kol mo she'ay yakot b'sefer likutim, and everything where I saw in the sefer likutim, gam ke mo she'ay shach l'sefer dushim nechnasi b'sefer edu b'Yakov hakol k'inin hagor. Again, on the same process that he was eliminating, editing, and putting everything in place in order to make repetitions. Sidalti chamishim sha'arim shleimim v'tovim al sede atzilut. And what I did, I made 50 sha'arim me'ak atashlum abia, from the beginning of the world to the end of the world, kashay ineichem techezen, as you'll see from my svarim, from the sefer over there. Shemati ha-sefer v'samti ha-sefer hazeh shu atchala lekol bayar chokhma zot. וכניסה דרך הרב הקודש בוצין הקדישה המקובל אלוקי החסי לרב אריזל קראתי ספר זה דרך עץ חיים. And therefore, after all this compilation, compiling all this information from all the rebbeim, I put everything and I finally call this book דרך עץ חיים. Nichlak l'sheva hechalot, which is split into 7 chambers. V'kol hecha nichlak kama sha'arim, which is split up into various sha'arim. V'kol sha'ar l'kama prakim, and every sha'ar into various prakim. Shehem chadarim shebishar ha'hu, which are the internal understandings of the each sha'ar. V'asev ha'hu kolel kulo mutak be'etzba elokim rav chaim vital. I did not add anything. I was just an editor putting everything together in a in an understandable fashion. Chutz me'al mudur kama shabu, except for the mudur kama. That was my own initiative. She'enu mutak tzav yad rav, the tzal rak mutak medivre misefer rav Yaakov Tzemach. But the mudur kama doesn't come from the actual word for word handwritten pirushim of Rav Chaim Vitam, but rather from my great Rebbe, from Rav Yaakov Tzemach, which he put together as Medur Kama. Mugahim b'sefarav samti shemot l'sha'arim ish al diglo be'otot, and I made it clear in my sefer which comes from which. Now he writes over here, and they go over here in Ot Pe Tetz. Let's read it together. Shmot Sha'arim lifi nosei lekol Sha'ar. Sha'ar Yigulim veYosher Mishtashlut Sha'ar Sifurot Sed Atzilut Achav veKol HaChamishim Sha'arim. Hine benusach benosav leHachamishim Sha'arim kavabo Rav Meir Pavirish Ot Sha'ar Echad Nika Sha'ar HaKlalim. Now, besides everything that was put together, he added something which is called Sha'ar HaKlalim. ויש להם צברים שבו מופיע שער זה בסוף כל השערים. And some צברים, now later on put that at the end, ויש להם שהוא מופיע בתחילת כולם. And some actually put the שער כללים in front. וכמו בספר עץ חיים הנתפס, we find that the שער כללים is actually made and put at the beginning. והרבה מתחילים בלימוד טועים לחשוב שהוא עניין פתיחת מבוא אל הספר. אשר בו המחבר כנס כללי עזר ויסודות נחוצות להבנת ספר. A lot about you know, usually when you open up a book and you see the title is, this is a book, this first perek is called Sefer Klalim, meaning it's a general understanding of what the book's going to speak about. Okay, wonderful, so you start reading. We all know this, that is the worst mistake a Talmid can do, is open up the Etz Chaim and start with the first page of the book, which is called Sha'ar Klalim. Because really it's the deep end, summarizing the whole entire Sefer, which is an enormous work, but will definitely put anybody off from learning Etz Chaim after reading that, because it's not understandable at all for those who are just starting to learn what he's speaking about in that particular Sha'ar, called Sha'ar Klalim. Therefore, agam that it's written at the beginning of the Sefer, but it's not to be making a mistake to say that that means that's the first thing to be learned. Ve'en ha'emet klal, ela shu Sha'ar hamulukat mikitve shmuot ha'chavirim, ve'achava nosim, but rather it's a collection from the Chavirim. Remember that we spoke about the main Talmid of Chaim Vital, and we spoke about the other Talmidim, which are referred to as the Chavirim, the friends of Chaim Vital, or also referred to as the Talmidim of Arizal, but which were not given the permission to write. Nevertheless, we find the writings have been placed into the Kitva Arizal. But one must understand the difference, the fundamental difference between the writings, and the quality and the quantity of what the quality of what they're writing. And therefore, one must understand that the Sha'ar Klalim is not part and parcel of the writings of Chaim Vital, but rather from the Chavirim. Makifim bederev k'tzara drushe tohu v'tikun, which encompasses the drushe tohu v'tikun. Seder l'shono kashe. The order is very difficult to understand. Seder lishono kashe, the language that they use is very hard to understand. Ve'ne'elam, and it is hidden. Karov lishonot sha'ar tamid ha'rav, which is very close to the way the other tamid of Rav Chaim Vital, the Arizal wrote, very in a very short. Short version, which is very difficult to understand what they're trying to get to. V'gam kama inyanim divreim sotchim l'divrei Rav Chaim Vital. The truth is, when you start reading that sefer, you find a lot of things are actually contradicting Rav Chaim Vital himself. V'leze shama Rav Meir Papiresh zal lepikudat Rav Chaim Vital zal lo le'arbam im k'tavav. And therefore, Rav Meir Papiresh does a wonderful thing. In to make sure not to I have another writings of the Talmid of Arizal, I'm going to put it together with the writings of Chaim Vital, but rather he made a completely different section for it, he either put in the beginning of the sefer or at the end. Venichem shab bifnei atzmo, aber Rav Shmuel Vital zal barichato lesefer shag damot. When Rav Shmuel Vital, the son of Chaim Vital, when he put it together, he actually in his sefer shag damot. Klal drushe sha'ar ze b'chlal drushe aviv. He actually put it together. Shelechen timtza b'sefer sha'ak damod rov kekol drushe sha'ak klalim mutakim sham. That's very interesting. That Rav Shmuel Vital actually placed it part and parcel of the drushim that we found in sha'ak damod together over there with the writings of his father. Va'ay b'sefer sfat emes. Rav Elio Mishan Zal Besefer Biro Lishak Klalim, and we have a pirush called the Sfat Emes, which is Rav Elio Mishan, a very famous writer, Mekubal, great Mekubal, and his sefer over there, he speaks a lot about the Shak Klalim. Also in the sefer Sheil Tshuvot Tzedek V'Shalom, and also in the sefer Efor V'Shlomo, which is Rav Shlomo Dweck. In the Shah Nikudim speaks about the Shak Klalim. Also in the sefer Maskir Shalom, Rav Elio Mani. Also, the Ma'arechet Aleph, Ot Samer Aleph, also speak about this inin of the Shah Klalim. But to understand that it's a very, very difficult Shah, and not to be, definitely not for a beginner to start with, because it definitely puts you off, if not entirely, at least for a certain amount of time, you would be put off. Okay, so let's continue. V'kol ma shematzati, kol ma shematzati v'tzev adushim, everything which I found in Sefer HaDushim, one second. Okay, we call Masha Matzati on page here, on page Samech Aleph. Call Masha Matzati the Sefer Dushim, the Kavanot, the Alikutim, the three, and the Sefer Edut, Sefer Tamid, all the Tamid, sorry, I should say, Ashachim the Sefer Kavanot, Helitim al Sefer Mesuda Kefi Seda Tfilah. So says Rav Meir Papirish, he continues in his Agdam over here. He says, everything that I found in the Sefer Drushim, in the Kavanot, in the Sefer Kavanot, Sefer Likutim, Sefer Ola Tamid, anything was shaykh to the Sefer Kavanot, I put them all part and parcel of this great book which I wrote, which I put together, which is called Sefer Der Etzchaim. Achka Sidarti, Bikol Asfarim. Bikol Asfarim Anal, Kol Tame Mitzvot, Kesede Ish Al Diglo, Kesede Parshiot, Vehen Anfe Anef Sheni, Anef Sheni. ואח גר סידרתי מכל הספרים הנעל תיקון על עבירות תיקון העוונות והוא ענף שלישי. And then I made ענפים, ענף ראשון, ענף שני, ענף שלישי, different branches. Again, these are just separations that he called it. ואח גר סידרתי על מכל הספרים הנעל בענייני הייחודים אשר מצאתי מפוזרים אחד הנה והנה. Samti ha'el shah ha'nevua v'ruach ha'kodesh matzati b'ktav yad Rav Chaim Vital medura ha'chamishit v'u anav revi v'kololut arba anafim elu hem le'achadim b'yadi v'samti shemam p'chi etz chayim ki ache shineda Etz Achayim Nochal Mipira Mipirotav Shem HaKavanot. So again, what we've written, what says Sevral Meir Pavlish, let's summarize. He wrote two things for the moment. We wrote three Svarim. He edited and he put together and compiled all the main theory of the Kabbalistic system of the Arizal. And that he put in the Sefer called Derech Etz Chayim. And then he continued again. After that was finished, he took everything that he extracted from the drushim, from the kavanot, from the likutim, Ola Tamid, and what he found from Sefer Ruach HaKodesh, Nivuah, Yichudim, and then he all put that into, which is more the practical side of the Kabbalah. Less on the theory, more on the practical, using the Kabbalah on a practical basis, which he called that sefer Pri Etz Chaim. Pri Etz Chaim. And we have this for him. Okay, that's number two. וכל מה שמצאתי בספרים הנעל, פירושי זוהר ותיקוני זוהר, חדש ושעשרים, מדרש נעלם, דרוש, דירות, דירות מדרוש איכה, סדרתי על פי דפי הזוהר ודפוס מטובה, איש על דיגלו, and then the third book which I put together, I put everything according to all the drushes of the Zohar. ושמתי שמם נוף ראשון, ורק הסידרתי מכל הספרים הנעל כל פירוש של פסוקי התורה ונביאים הכתובים, נפול עוד תורה נביאים כתבים עוד פירושים הפיסוד, וכל פרשה פרשה כסדרה, והם נוף שני. ואחר כך סידרתי מכל הספרים הנעל אגודה אין יעקב, כל מסכת מסכתה כסדרה. All the En Yaakovs I put according to all, every Masechta, which I called Nof Shlishi. Acher kach sidarti mikol ha-sfarim hanal kol ma shemacati b'inyanei gilgulim b'sfarim ha-yishanim mifuzarim achad hena ve'achad hena, and all the inyanim, all the facts and all the explanation of the reincarnation, I put that which I found everywhere. It was a bit here, a bit there, a bit here. So what did I collected everything together. V'samti until Shah Gilgulim, I put it into a sefer called Shah Gilgulim, into, not a sefer, but in Shah Gilgulim. Well, we actually have it now, separate, called Shah Gilgulim. You can buy it separately. V'matzati miktav yad Rav Chaim Vital, medura chamishit. V'zu nof al-rivi, which we put on the fourth section. Klalot abba nofaim elu, and I put now all these four sections together, and I called all this Nof Etz Chaim. I put it all together. Again, nowadays it's different. We can buy it. All of them are separate now. We can buy them separately. But originally, this whole idea stemmed from the greatness, the great idea of Meir Papirish. Vohu Sefer Nechman, he calls it a nice sefer, a cute sefer. Interesting the way he quotes it. You know, we're talking about very deep ideas of reincarnation. He calls it very nechmad, very cute sefer. Okay, v'skamti lichto beze al kol inyan v'inyan shem sefer shelakati oto inyan mimenu leman yuchal kol echad limsua divrei chefetz. So you have for all appetites, let's say. So people are more interested in Yehudim, more in Kavanas, more in Gilguli, more in this. Everyone would find what he needs to find in this sefer over here. Letaken gam
b'sfarav v'yeda mibeten mi yatsu dvarim v'gmor na od b'yushalayim u'behar tzion et ma'ase Hashem b'melechet.
So there is still more, says Rav Meir Papirish, that I have more work to be done, more things to be put together, more clarity to put in all the Kitvei Arizal. Okay, so we'll stop it now, here for now.